It's Tech Week at University Preparatory School. Tech Week, despite its name, is not about technology. At UPrep, Tech Week is all about the drama.
We're going to really try hard not to stop tonight.
About 50 students are in the final chaos of their last rehearsals, preparing for the school's fall musical, Bye Bye Birdie. Up in the balcony, 16-year-old senior Logan Ryan, who might just be the smartest teenager in the U.S., is operating the spotlight.
It's kind of nice to feel like a part of a production, which I can't wait to see because I'm not nearly talented enough to actually be on the stage.
Just like about 2 million other high school students across the nation this year, Ryan took the ACT back in September. It's similar to the SAT. And when Ryan took it, he did something pretty amazing. He got a perfect score. He didn't miss a single question. That's something that only 0.1% of students who take it manage to do. It's probably a bigger deal than Ryan's making it out to be, as the teen stands in the balcony of his school theater, training the spotlight on two of his peers on the stage down below. He doesn't think colleges will be seeking him out because of the score. He says the most important thing acing the ACT has done for him is a big boost of confidence.
Like before, I was kind of wishy-washy, like, do I want to apply to some of those Ivy League colleges? Because I thought maybe they're out of my reach. But this was like, you know what? I think I can at least be a qualified candidate.
Since he loves biology and is thinking about becoming a doctor, Ryan's short list of Ivy League colleges now includes Yale and Johns Hopkins. Ryan says he took a week off of school to study for the ACT, so he was feeling pretty prepared going into it. But there was still one area in the multiple choice part of the test that threw him off, and he admits he guessed.
It was a physics-based question. If anybody knew anything about circuits, I'm sure they would have looked at it and like, oh, that's pretty easy. Not even think about it. I am terrified of physics and circuits and electricity in general. So I saw like Hertz and a lot of weird things I'd never seen before. I was like, okay, I'm going to go zero. I'm going to assume it's a trick answer. And I guess I was right. So, yay.
UPrep's administration has been strongly encouraging its students to beef up their high school resumes by getting involved in other activities. They say Ivy League schools don't just want great academic achievers. They want community-minded, active students. And that's why Ryan is standing behind a Lycean Starklight II spotlight participating in his high school musical.
It helps to know that I can't just have a nice GPA and a nice score and just be school smart and expect that to fly with a lot of colleges. I decided to like do some baseball, math and science club, science bowl, Latin club, and like some tutoring. Basically a lot of math and science, which is kind of what I'm interested in. So it's kind of nice that you have offers opportunities, and I like how they stress that you kind of should take advantage of them. Like branch out and try different new things, like this year, like working on the stage crew with musical.
Ryan also plays banjo in his family's bluegrass band, the Ryan Mountain Boys. By the way, if there are any Yale scouts attending UPrep's production of Bye Bye Birdie this weekend, Logan Ryan will be the one operating the balcony spotlight on stage right. In Reading, I'm Valerie Ng.